Noah's flood. Did you know it happened on Mars?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the teen and adult book, The Great Dinosaur Mystery Solved. Well, come on, Ken. How could you even suggest such a thing as a biblical flood occurring on the planet of Mars?
You know what, Mark? I must admit, after reading a New York Times article, I pictured Noah's Ark with little green men on it. No, seriously, after scientists considered the extent of a lava flow on Mars, it was reported in the Times article this way, quote, "The total release of gases on Mars from the magma may have produced the equivalent of a global layer of water nearly 400 feet deep." And now listen to this. The article then stated, "At the very end of the Noachian epoch." You see, they used Noah's name to refer to this event. Isn't this remarkable? This secular newspaper is happy to report about a proposed global flood on Mars, a planet that has no liquid water, and even referring to it as a Noachian event. Yet they would scoff at an idea of a global flood on Earth, that's mostly covered by water, involving a real man, Noah. You know, man will believe anything as long as he doesn't have to believe the word of God, and thus also acknowledge that he's a sinner in need of a savior.
Ken Ham has a fascinating booklet in which he reveals that dinosaurs really were on Noah's Ark, and that dinosaurs lived with people after the flood. For the compelling evidence, read Ken Ham's free booklet, available on our website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.